In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Thursday today, March the 22nd. Good as always to have you here, everybody, with the stipulation that correlation is not causation. And just to be consistent here, acknowledging that the stock market is not the economy, although they are related, sometimes stocks are trying to tell you something, and today was one of those times. The action in question was the announcement from the White House today aimed at Chinese trade practices. The reaction was the Dow off 724 points, almost 3%. President Trump, as you know, is going to put new tariffs on Chinese imports. That's the headline of perhaps more consequence, though, although much less discussed, is that the president is also going to limit Chinese investment in some key American industries. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going with that.
Normally, the president would be thrilled when foreign companies invest in the U.S., but not when it comes to China. Dan Eikenson is with the Cato Institute.
It has been stealing technology. It has been forcing technology transfer.
China's said it wants to become number one in certain high-tech industries. The administration, by preventing Chinese investment in high-tech here, wants to prevent China from extracting that tech and innovation from the U.S.
It can be a blunt tool to block investments in a certain number of sectors. And in that sense, it will be effective.
Nick Consonieri studies China for the Rhodium Group. He says the U.S. has been restricting Chinese investment for several years now. Under the Trump proposal, it'd be restricted further.
But the question is, to what end? You know, Chinese investment into the U.S. and in our estimates employs something like 140,000 workers in the United States today.
Kent Smetters at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton Business School says limiting foreign money might have another downside.
A lot of President Trump's policies, including his recent tax reform, really rely heavily on foreign investment.
When the government spends money it doesn't have, that money has to come from somewhere, and foreign investment helps fill the gap. So ultimately, limiting investment from China is a balancing act between trying to protect the U.S. economy and trying to grow it. A lot's going to depend on how China responds. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
There's a whole lot we could digest here about stocks and what they are trying to tell us. But as I do believe I have said a time or two on this radio program, when things get a bit wiggy on Wall Street, bonds can be a better indicator. The yield on the benchmark 10-year Treasury note fell today, which means, because bond yields fall when the price of those bonds go up, it means a good chunk of the money coming out of stocks today might have been people buying into the safest investment on the planet, a.k.a. U.S. government debt. Flight to quality is the word you are looking for here.